You may go, Professor Aronnax, Captain Nemo told me. I left the captain in the dying man's cabin and repaired to my stateroom, very moved by this scene. All day long I was a-quiver with gruesome forebodings. That night I slept poorly, and between my fitful dreams I thought I heard a distant moaning, like a funeral dirge. Was it a prayer for the dead, murmured in that language I couldn't understand? The next morning I climbed on deck. Captain Nemo was already there. As soon as he saw me, he came over. "Professor," he said to me, "would it be convenient for you to make an underwater excursion today?" "With my companions," I asked, "if they're agreeable." "We are yours to command, Captain." "Then kindly put on your diving suits." As for the dead or dying man, he hadn't come into the picture. I rejoined Ned Land and Conseil. I informed them of Captain Nemo's proposition. Conseil was eager to accept, and this time the Canadian proved perfectly amenable to going with us. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. By 8:30 we were suited up for this new stroll and equipped with our two devices for lighting and breathing. The double door opened, and accompanied by Captain Nemo, with a dozen crewmen following, we set foot on the firm seafloor where the Nautilus was resting, 10 meters down. A gentle slope gravitated to an uneven bottom, whose depth was about 15 fathoms. This bottom was completely different from the one I had visited during my first excursion under the waters of the Pacific Ocean. Here I saw no fine-grained sand, no underwater prairies, not one open-sea forest. I immediately recognized the wondrous region in which Captain Nemo did the honors that day. It was the coral realm.